Kem Air is een van die min Suid-Afrikaanse lugdienste wat die grendeltyd oorleef het en verskeie groot lugdienste het misluk. Die SAL is in sake redding geplaas, ons sal nou 'n nuwe weergawe van die SAL seker binnekort sien. En Kem Air het ook in sake redding gegaan en dit is nadat die maatskappy vir 70 agtereenvolgende jare elke jaar wins gemaak het. Nou die eerste Kem Air vliegtuig het in 2005 opgestyg en die groep se vliegtuie vlieg vandag na verskeie bestemmings in Suid-Afrika en bied ook private vlugte in Afrika. Miles van der Molen is die uitvoerende hoof van Kem Air. Miles, thank you so much for joining me. Kem Air was born 15 years ago. And it seems to be one of very few airlines who is surviving COVID-19 and the lockdown. Tell us a bit about Kem Air.
Thanks for having me on the show. Yes, look, we all hope that the worst of the COVID pandemic is behind us and we're into the recovery phase. But as we've seen in Europe, we may see some difficulties ahead. So, from Kem Air, we've been around, as you pointed out, since 2005. In the early years, the bulk of our work was outside of South Africa, supporting specialized requirements in various difficulties, including everywhere from Afghanistan to Sudan to Nigeria, on sort of a dedicated service platform for anything from resource companies to humanitarian agencies. And then around about 6 or 7 years ago, we started operating schedules within South Africa, initially to smaller destinations in regional class airplanes between sort of 20 and 100 seats is our class.
Yes, you don't use the Boeing and the Airbus planes, you use smaller planes. How many do you have and why did you select these type of planes?
The selection was made more because of the market for them is more specialized. Their specialized work outside the country, I was mentioning, was higher yield work. And the narrow body, which is a sort of Airbus/Boeing size aircraft, is very heavily traded in South Africa and very competitive. So it's the yields were traditionally very low, particularly with a very dominant SAA and Kem Air that characterized the industry for some decades.
Now you fly to pretty interesting places, Hoedspruit near the Kruger Park, Margate in KZN, Session in the Northern Cape, and as well as Plettenberg Bay, which I assume is one of your busier routes. Is there currently in this environment we are in now sufficient demand still for those flights?
On those flights, we have decreased the number of flights. So, for example, to Margate, we operate 3 times a week at this point while the market recovers. And we sort of introduce further flights as we see prospects for them. And because of the changes in the airline industry, we are on some of the more mainline routes. So we operate Johannesburg George pretty much daily now. And we operate Cape Town and Durban from Johannesburg on peak days as well. So we've adopted a very flexible approach because of the very dynamic environment that the industry faces. And then we use different size aircraft and different frequencies and different times to try and move with the market, which is changing almost on a weekly basis.
The airline industry is under immense pressure. How far from pre-COVID levels are you at the moment?
We're well short. So the industry in general, I think the domestic travel market is around about 25% of its pre-COVID level at the moment. International market is substantially smaller than that. Because of the reduction in capacity with those other players exiting, we're probably at about 60% of where we were pre-COVID, but still substantially lower than those levels.
But the market, I don't think, will ever be the same in South Africa again. The two biggest players, SAA and Kem Air, will look vastly different if they ever take to the skies again. And that leaves opportunities for smaller airlines like Kem Air, SAF Air as well. Are you going to try and increase your market share within this environment?
Absolutely. For the first time, the playing field has been leveled out a bit. SAA and its code, the SAA code, included SAA Express and Airlink at the time. And it was extremely dominant in the era, and that has passed forever. One doesn't know what will become of SAA and its business rescue plan, but certainly it will be a completely different organization on the far side of this. And it does represent an opportunity for the existing players to encroach into various markets. FlySAF has done extremely well. They've added a lot of capacity, and they're very dominant on the trunk routes in South Africa. And we're looking at regional routes as probably the bulk of our expansion.
We are approaching the festive season. It's normally a very, very busy time for the airline industry. Have you seen an uptick in demand for flights?
Yeah, we are seeing a lot of festive season bookings coming through at this time. We are watching the volumes, and the volumes aren't as high as we hoped they would be. We thought a lot of people would not be looking at international holidays because of travel restrictions and may be more domestically focused. But obviously, the economic hardship that has come along with 2020 has had an impact. So we are hoping that there will be a surge of late bookings and that domestic holidays will be popular this year. But again, you know, so difficult to predict anything when there's no history at all to work from. Whatever went before is no longer applicable. It is kind of a new time for everyone.
Dankie Miles, dit was Miles van der Molen. Hy is die uitvoerende hoof van SEM Air.